You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching, your one-stop shop for all things fucked up. I'm your host, Devil Christmas. I got some friends with me. Who are they? I'll tell you. She keeps it pumping straight to my heart. Satan Thanksgiving.
Hello.
Hey. We're also joined by, what else can he say? Everyone is gay. Diablo Hanukkah.
That's a me. Inclusivity.
Yeah, I'm a little sad that we're going to have to retire the Lucifer Valentine names and our Nirvana intros this week.
I'm not. I'm really not.
No.
I don't share that sentiment whatsoever. The names were kitschy and fun. That yeah. I relate with.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the source material was... garbage.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just had like a whole bunch of Nirvana intros lined up, and I'm sad that I didn't get to use them all. Another one I wanted to use was a "She Had a Moist Vagina."
No. We could probably still use that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a few more Lucifer Valentine movies we haven't done yet, so.
Yeah, we're gonna have to press a pause button on his works, I think. We'll have to return to later.
I'm good for a couple years.
Yeah, I'm done with this shit.
I'm gonna need a break from old Lucy.
Big time. Well, I guess I gotta ask you, Lise. Please.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking tell me. For the last month, you've been watching some fucked up shit. So please tell me. What the fuck are you watching?
Yeah. This has all totally been my idea to cover this Slaughtered Vomit Dolls series.
It was. I recall pretty vividly you saying exactly. You know what, Bo? I think we have to watch the Slaughtered Doll Vomit Gore series.
Yeah.
I won't be content until I watch all four of these.
That's
weird, Lisa, but that's what we'll do, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And so this week, I'm watching Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard from 2015.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Again, where it's got a fucking great title and a disappointing performance.
Yeah.
Dude, that title hyped me the fuck up, dude.
Okay, this was also like their first clever, like, intro involving the title.
Oh,
they had the bitch like vomiting into the bathtub where the title of the film was written on the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, and I thought that was really clever.
That was
and
awesome.
I got really excited.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
And then that was the only good thing that happened, and even that involved a bitch gagging herself and vomiting. So
yeah,
hey man,
you know,
I was down with it, dude.
Yeah, I was too. I thought it was clever.
It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Before we get started, though, I think that the mystery of the half Japanese shirt has been solved.
Oh, my God.
And as usual, the question is better than the answer. But I would like to get your guys' guesses on what the half Japanese shirt is before we reveal the answer.
I don't know what the half Japanese shirt is, but you can fuck it if you like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fucking half Japanese shirt is.
No guesses on the half Japanese shirt?
No.
Well, okay, you know how there's those tuxedo t-shirts?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking about, like, it was like a t-shirt, but it had, like, maybe like a kimono print on it, but that was my guess. All right, okay. Half Japanese. it's a fucking band shirt. Okay,
all right.
Half Japanese is a fucking band.
Ah,
okay. I'm sure they're a great band.
They might be.
Well, let's check them out. Here's their number one stream song on Spotify, 1 Million Kisses.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, that gives a strong 90s vibes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So yeah, it's band shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not very cool.
I was almost starting to use it like in my everyday life. Like anytime Lisa had a shirt, I'd be like, that's my half Japanese shirt.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. None of these dialogue entries resonate with me except for I don't know what's left, but you can fuck it if you want. Which yeah. thankfully does make a triumphant return in this entry.
Yeah.
The rest of it neither added to nor detracted from, I think, any of my viewing experiences.
I hope you guys know what the fuck happened, because it's time to get into it.
I have really shitty notes again, you know.
I didn't even. I tried.
Oh, wait.
It's hard to even keep notes on these movies.
Yeah, dude. This is like fucking hard mode.
Fucking. This one was the worst, I think, maybe, though, because 20 minutes of the movie just kind of gets cycled through and repeated.
Oh, yeah. It's
yeah.
For an hour.
Do you guys have any guesses as to what this movie is about?
Well, if anything Lucy put in that fucking 10-minute long disclaimer is to be believed, it's the sort of demented hauntings of someone on a lonely cold Christmas night.
This is a Christmas movie, huh?
Well, that's what he said.
Hell yeah.
Or wrote.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't even begin to give you what this movie's about. It's just more of the same bullshit we've seen, except even worse.
Cradle Filth 88 writes, in this demonic labyrinth, we experience the satanic ritual which spawns endless incarnations of Angela Aberdeen as she is doomed to live out her haunted existence of the eternal lost girl.
Okay, well, I don't know if that was explained in the extras, but otherwise that's a lot of inferred information that was not presented to us whatsoever. So...
One dark, cold Christmas night, we enter Angela's kingdom of hell and witness her tortured mutations as we descend deeper into her satanic netherworld of the black mass of the Nazi sex wizard!
Yeah.
Except for there's, like, no Nazis.
There's a flag.
Yeah, there's a flag at like
there's a couple swastika
13 minutes left in the movie. We finally see a flag and some swastikas.
Yeah, I want to say there's a couple swastika appearances throughout it, but
maybe
I think one like sort of like I don't know if it's a tattoo or they draw it onto their leg or something, but
I think it's supposed to be their like yeah like carving it into their leg.
Can we start with the adamant and super forced and contrived disclaimer at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, okay, before we get into that, I want to do the stars and I want to do our
parents guide. Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you didn't know, this one's written and directed by Lucifer Valentine, starring Sister S. It doesn't show
Sister suck.
It doesn't show any character names. It's just the actress pseudonyms, I guess you would say. We got Sister S, Heather Cage, Jane Gloom, Hank Skinny, Chalice, Yesenia Black, and Sadie Bloodslave.
Those are some great names.
Star-studded cast. Now you might be wondering, hey, I heard this was a Christmas movie. Can I watch this for our Christmas Eve pick with the kids?
Certainly brought the holiday spirit to my household.
Well, we here at What the Fuck Are You Watching got you covered. Or not.
I mean, that's it. That's all you can say. This
parents' guide is pretty sparse. Usually they have little, like, I guess, I don't know if they're user entries or what, but like describing what's in them.
I think they would have to be.
Yeah, this is like nothing.
Yeah, no it one just, watched it.
It just says severe, severe, severe.
4 of 6 found this severe. Yeah. 6 of 8 found this severe.
On sex and nudity, woman taking off their clothing. And of course, a man's private part. I'm pretty sure that was a dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a sort of phallic mold being shoved in that woman's mouth.
Stripping and a man's private part. All right, I'll invite...
They're not going to mention the fucking boob soup?
Violence and gore.
Okay, maybe it's in this section.
Nope.
Vomiting. Blood on the title. Man, lacking here on Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
I'd warrant that a lot of people didn't watch the whole thing.
It almost seems like people don't know that there's a fourth movie. Because anytime you like read into it, it's like Vomit Gore Trilogy, Vomit Gore Trilogy. There's a fucking fourth one now.
How long ago was the one before this? Was it 2010 or 2012?
I think it's 2010.
That's probably something to do with it. It's a wider gap between those.
I think for the third one, they got distribution through Unearthed, our guinea pig dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did like a little box set as the Vomit Gore Trilogy. But it almost seems like just out of nowhere, he's like, yo, I got a fourth one in me.
Well, apparently, yeah. Because apparently when that one before it was released, this Sister S, according to her disclaimer, that's when she agreed to participate in one.
Yeah. I don't know,
she
man.
She said it was 5 years ago.
There's no fucking way this movie took 5 years to make.
I think it probably did, though.
I mean, it's like they had, like, at least 2 full-body prosthetic things made, right?
Yeah, because by the end of Boob Soup number one, that's a full-on doll.
Yeah. So I guess that would take a little bit of time. But like,
I don't know. I'm sticking with my theory that these are like drug-fueled endeavors, and so we film a scene when we have the wherewithal and funds to do so type of deal. So I could see the timeline on that being a bit sketchy, you know?
It's like, oh yeah, have a girl awkwardly dance in front of a camera and spank her.
Oh, and then there was that one time where I videoed that chick pissing on your face while she spread her labia out. Let's throw that in there.
Like, okay, you know, I think producers get kind of a bad reputation because they're the ones that are like, yo, we gotta get this movie out. Hey, man, you're out of pocket right now. You need to fucking figure your shit out.
Yeah.
If anybody needs a producer, it's fucking Lucifer Valentine.
Lucy needs a writing team and maybe like a... At least a writer. Maybe not a team, yeah. But he needs a writer.
He needs somebody to tell him, hey, man, you gotta fucking move the fuck on.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time doing nothing. He could use some sort of time management.
That's the thing. I know he can make a fucking kick-ass movie, dude.
I don't know if he can.
Okay,
I think he's got, like, he has a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe that's it, though. Because okay. Any like purported storyline is like tentative at best.
Right. So I guess he needs to do, what would it be, like the cinematography?
Yeah. He should be maybe exclusively a director.
Yeah. Okay.
But of something that someone else wrote.
Yeah.
And then someone else produces. I think that's probably the only way he could do something that's not this.
Yeah. Because I know he could make a fucking kick-ass movie.
Do you think he's at all sane, though? He has to be miserable to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fucked.
Unless you're, like, meeting him on his level, that's gotta be... And I don't know if that's any better. Mixing lunacy with lunacy isn't always, like, great.
One of the,
No.
One of the fucking Amira LaVey interviews that I read, they were like, well, what's it like working with Lucifer Valentine? She's like, oh, he's sometimes really warm and caring, and other times he's just so cold. So yeah,
the heroin.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He's got something. He's got to fucking get over, dude.
Yeah, it's the piss and the vomit thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been here for a minute now.
We're fucking 10 years.
Yeah. You got to find something else to do, but.
Yeah, dude. It's getting old, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So we were talking about the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Which is just this bitch reading a sheet that Lucy obviously wrote for her.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's how they've all been.
It has been. And, like, I don't know. We can give him the benefit of the doubt and say that that's meant to be, like, disconcerting and creepy.
Yeah.
Like a hostage video.
Yeah, it's like there's a fucking gun outside the fucking camera.
That's what I mean. It's like, now you're going to read this that you said you admitted you willingly did this, bitch. And I'm like, I don't know about her.
Yeah.
If that's the intent of that performance, then well done, I guess. Because that was maybe the most convincing part is that she looked uncomfy.
Yeah. Well, and then even after she does her disclaimer, he has a disclaimer that goes across the screen.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, check out the behind the scenes documentary.
I know, which
yeah, doesn't.
I couldn't find fucking anything, of course.
I couldn't either. And I'm not sold on this man's personality or character enough to like.
I was almost
support that.
I was almost fucking vouching for him on the first and second one. After this,
I wanted to as well.
Yeah, after this third and fourth one, things are getting a little fucking shaky.
Yeah, I'm convinced this is just like someone whose ego won't let them admit that they just want to make porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's just what's happening.
That's what this fucking is.
Yeah.
He's almost trying to capture the magic that he had in slaughtered vomit dolls with, I guess, Amira LaVey. I mean, she's the OG slaughtered vomit doll. You're never going to find anybody like that. All these other girls suck.
Yeah, but, like, even that first one was bad.
I know. You know? He says the magic of the first one, and I'm like, what fucking magic?
It was magical in that it somehow spawned a franchise, but I think that has more to do with Lucy than the quality of the fucking entry.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, okay, this Angela in this movie?
Yeah.
It's probably the worst one yet.
I think so, too. And And also the special effects. So, like, a lot of the movie is just women sort of writhing about.
Yeah, that's literally it, writhing. Yeah, you're right.
There's the boob soup portion, which gets cut to a lot, which by the end is just some doll laying in a tub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That did make me kind of flinch a little bit, just cutting those titties off.
Well, when I think Skinny started spooning it into his mouth,
yeah,
that impacted me a bit until they actually like showed the boob soup again, and I'm like, that's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've never chopped up a boob and tried to eat it, but I don't know. It seems less globular than I would imagine. That
boob. Yeah, that's a meaty booby.
Yeah, that was chunky, crunchy, 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 crunchy boopy.
So after the fucking disclaimer, you got a woman in a motel room, of course, because I'm pretty sure hell is a Motel 6.
Had a lot of fine stays at motels, I'll have you know.
It's a woman crawling, just trying to escape the fucking motel room.
Before they even depict that, there's like a screech, like a blood-curdling scream.
Mm-hmm. My first note and is then, weird noises and girl crawling.
Oh, okay.
And then her layered vocals, like counting or something, I think.
Yeah, something fucking weird.
And then right off the bat, after the crawling out of the restroom is depicted, we get the intro to the soundtrack that will stay with us perpetually throughout the entire fucking viewing experiences, which is three descending notes of a harmonic minor scale that just repeats for an hour.
Hell yeah.
And that's probably the most irritating thing I've endured maybe since like Lucky Sky Diamond. You know?
Dude, I think Lucifer Valentine has discovered time dilation, dude, because this hour felt 3.
So long.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah.
We can't even really give him credit. And I'm so sorry. I want to defend Lucy on something, but I can't ascertain a redeemable quality about this man. He didn't even really discover that, and he didn't even really do it well. It was because, if anything, you were more aware of just how slowly the time was passing. It wasn't
when we were almost done with it, we took a little break because it's just grating on you, dude. And we come back, and Lisa's like, okay, there's 10 minutes left. We can get through this. I'm like, all right. That 10 minutes really seriously felt like 45.
I
checked the time that we had left three different times in that 10 minutes.
I did too, and I watched it on my tablet that doesn't have the pop-up blocker, so a tab would open each time. And yeah, same deal. It would be 12 minutes had passed. I was like, oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
It really is hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He created the perfect depiction of hell. And, you know,
I've long thought that too, that it's more about sound. Because any of the horrific torture you've heard people inflict upon each other in the past, some of the most psychologically damaging, I would think, is probably when they put them in a room and play the same song or something, or the same sound for weeks on end or something.
Mm-hmm. A meow mix song.
Yeah. Well, I'd take meow mix for 2 days over whatever the fuck this was.
I was abducted in 1973. I was abducted in 1974.
Yeah, and we talked earlier. We got the cool title.
Yeah.
The opening, you know, seemed like it was going to be cool.
It was really fucking cool.
Yeah, and you get the title written in blood.
Well, she's actually cutting herself.
Yeah.
Which is a little fucked up, but... And then the camera... Well,
she was also gagging herself with a butt plug, I think. I don't... that looks suspiciously butt plug to me.
And she cuts herself, and then the camera follows her trail of blood all the way down her arm, which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then she writes out the title, Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And then she fucking pukes all over it.
Yeah.
It's great. Love it, dude. That's the movie right there. End it. Roll credits.
I'm pretty sure this is when she was using a marker.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a marker?
Yeah, they're using fucking magic markers there for a while, right?
Markers that your kids get for school.
Yeah. Crayola. Yeah,
Crayola freaking markers. I thought that was super weird.
Yeah, Lucifer Valentine seems to have a weird thing about defiling innocence and childhood innocence. And I'm going to be honest, not a good look.
I don't know what he was trying to do, but it was stupid.
It's like, oh, here's this fucking kid thing you get for your fucking school supplies. Yeah, I'm going to shove it down the throat and fucking puke all over it. Blah. That's what it was.
And this one had a lot of, he credits it at the end, public domain cartoon clips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Intersected, throughout the film.
Yeah, I fucking hated that.
I guess that's our first, actual depiction of what you would consider hell, right? Because you see the fucking fire and the fucking little devil dude. And...
This is another thing that's disappointing about him as, a filmmaker, though, is, he shot the same scene virtually six times for this movie, and then torrent grabbed public domain footage and spliced it in that bitch, and it took him 5 fucking years.
Yeah, dude. He's like, fuck, man, I gotta pad this bitch out.
So I don't know about Lucy. I don't know about any of
this. Dude, he's fucking scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
Yeah.
It's like he didn't need a comeback. You took a trilogy. And you were like, yo, man, I got one more that has to get out there. The world has to see this.
Sometimes with a piece, the title will come to you first. And you really do, struggle sometimes to, produce something that matches the, gravity of whatever title like occurred to you. And I wonder if it was that. I wonder if he was like Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
That's amazing.
And they just like couldn't get it up or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, you start by putting a fucking Nazi sex wizard in your movie.
Yeah, that would be it, you know.
That's where I'd start.
Me too, probably.
I'm gonna call it right now. Vomit Gore 5. It's gonna be called Dino Cyber Attack. Dinosaurs come from another planet and eat all the computers, and all the Angela Aberdeens have to team up to stop the dinosaur attack. But you see, when you watch the movie, it's just Lucifer Valentine spanking somebody for an hour straight
while they puke and pee.
Just fucking piss
I off. Think it would be, I don't know.
That's where we're at
Holy Crusaders, Plowers of the Depths or something. Except for then it has nothing to do with any of it.
Yeah, it's Lucifer Valentine spanking somebody in a motel room for an hour straight.
I'd be willing to bet he probably made... I bet there's a data dump somewhere on some skeevy porn site of just his POV porn. And I bet a lot of this, like his movies, are even on there.
Probably. <Yeah. laughs>
No, I agree. I guarantee you, man, I seen one.
Yeah.
That one in Regurgitated Sacrifice.
Yeah.
I can't prove it, but it really fucking seems like it.
Yeah, I'd bet money.
So, after our fucking title, we get the two girls.
Yeah, the two girls gagging on the markers.
Which I'm thinking is Sister S and the redheaded girl.
Yeah, I don't know which one is which, though.
Yeah.
And they're fucking sucking on their crucifixes and stuff. Now, I think these are the two that are going to be conducting the Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard. Okay.
I appreciate your, like, ardent attempt to, like, apply some sort of linear sense to this at all.
I'm really fucking trying, because when I first watched this movie, I was so mad, because the first date you see is fucking 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And this is supposed to be a fucking prequel.
Yeah.
And what? The our OG Angela committed suicide on...
1994.
April 5th, 1994.
Same day as Kurt Cobain.
And it's like, what the fuck, dude? But I think we're doing kind of like a Pulp Fiction thing, where it's like different timelines at different parts of the movie.
Yeah, I think that's been his shtick since the get-go, but I think that was like a cop-out in storytelling. We lose that plot, though, a little bit. Later in the film, they do another vocal overlay of, like, we're a group of blah, 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 whatevers, and we have your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
We support your organization, just not the nation it serves.
Yeah, it was...
I don't remember for sure what they were on about, because it was nonsense. But
I really think... I didn't fucking confirm this, but I think they're reading the JonBenet Ramsey ransom note.
Okay.
It's fucking wild.
I don't know, man. I'm either out of my depth. Like,
I just hate every fucking thing about this movie. I hate everything about this guy. I'm just so ready to be done with this fucking shit.
I know.
Because I've been accused of, like, intellectualizing things pretty often in my life, and I can't for the life of me do it to any part of this.
I know. No. And that's the thing. Like, I feel so fucking stupid trying to do
that's
it
That's what I mean. I'm either dumb... Or Lucy's really dumb.
Because I feel like if I try to like try to piece shit together, Lucifer Valentine's just going to be in the corner jacking off, be like, yeah, it was just a fucking porno the whole time, and you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what's happening, though. That's why I said the first one. I think I was like, I think this guy's a massive troll.
But like,
that's the best credit I can give him, is that this is just troll baiting. Like, this is like the original rage baiter of the world. I don't know.
Yeah, and at the same time, he plays fucking both sides. So if you're like, oh, this is just a stupid porno, he's like, oh, you just don't understand my art, bruh.
Yeah, that's the rage baiting, though.
Yeah, dude, definitely.
Yeah. I'm convinced that has to be it, because I don't want to, like, I've never met the man. I don't want to call him an outright fucking clown idiot, but he's either a troll or an idiot. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So, yeah, they're fucking sucking markers. we get to see our, I guess, our 1996 Angela Aberdeen, because as we piece together in the first trilogy, I think there's just endless Angela Aberdeens that are, I don't know if they're being reincarnated or is it they're just, everybody's got a little Angela in them. But anyway, we get our new one, and she's almost like a beauty pageant type, I think. It's overlaying like old school beauty pageant footage with her. And I think we're getting another facet of exploitation, like we talked about in our last episode. You know, what is exploitation? And I think beauty pageants are a damn fine example of acceptable exploitation.
What a racket those are, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Beauty pageants?
Yikes. Yeah.
And then I think we cut to what I am going to assume is the black mass of the Nazi sex wizard, where they are spawning Angela Aberdeen into existence. They're making her and her problems. That's where we're getting the booby slice. Now, our sister S and the fucking redhead, they just start fucking chopping each other up, dude.
Yeah.
We're doing the booby slice, eating boobies. Hank makes an appearance.
Yeah. Sometime before this, we got the guy saying, "Close the door, whore." And that was probably my favorite part of the movie.
I liked that. It's got to be the reemergence of, I don't know what's left of me, but you can fuck it if you want for me.
Yeah. But
close the door, whore is also great.
I know. Close the door, whore. And then cutting off tits. And
is Hank Skinny the Nazi sex wizard?
I don't know.
I think we gotta let go of
I don't think there is a Nazi sex wizard.
I don't think there's. I guess this all could be like ritualistic and involved in some sort of black mass. I guess you could stretch it that far.
Okay, towards the beginning, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but fucking cuts to this thing, and I almost thought it was like a fucking cop or something. He had this weird cop hat on. It was almost like a silhouette. Was that the Nazi sex wizard? Or was it a cop?
Maybe. When you think Nazis, you think of like uniformed.
Yeah, maybe that was the
like
Nazi
Hugo
hat.
Boss.
It looked like a cop to me. Maybe some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses.
God damn.
Lucifer Valentine's making the political statement here. Black mass of the Nazi sex wizard.
Yeah.
I think you're just getting like way too into trying to prove that this movie has like a point.
The man
and a
doesn't
story
have a choice, because
and
I am just gonna shit on this thing.
Yeah,
it's I know that it's a boring, it can't be like an endearing listen to just hear three people talk about how shit a thing is.
Well, if they watch the movie, they'll fucking know too.
That's what I mean though. Just watch this and you'll understand, maybe, unless you're on the same intellectual wavelength as Mr. Lucy.
Yeah,
I haven't tapped into that one, but I'm also sober. So
some people fucking like this shit, dude. Like, I've seen it. Online, fucking looking
around.
No, that's
what I mean. Do they like it as, like, is this a cinemaphile experience or is this a pornographic one?
This is
like, separate.
This is a, I'm a teenage girl and I like to fucking puke.
Yeah. Well, that's what this whole thing gives me, is, like, edgy teenager peaked in high school energy.
That's literally it, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, can't fucking confirm it, I think we get some fucking fan videos in this movie.
Okay, so there are, because it seems like a smattering of like random girls in the little plastic tiaras throughout it. Every time I turn around, there's another girl in a tiara. And I don't think there's that many women listed, unless they all just aged so poorly over the 5 years it took to film this piece of shit.
I know. Well, some of them really do seem like fucking videos that people sent in.
Yeah.
Okay, we have listed here, we have 7 people. Hank Skinny's one of them. Okay. Sister S, we know who that is. So then we have five unidentified people. One of them's going to be the redhead. One of them's going to be our new Angela. We got fucking, what is it, cyber goth chick. And then the scene fucking emo girl.
Yeah.
I don't know who the last one is.
They lost the plot with a couple of those haircuts, too. Because there's no... Granted, I was born later than this. But those scene girl haircuts were definitely a product of my childhood.
She looked very young.
Well, that's kind of the... They call them lollies. There's a lot of that in that sort of scene. Like, anime and scene kids are kind of, like, intertwined for some reason. And they do all kind of, like, try to look like sexy six-year-olds. I don't know.
Well, if anything, I think Lucifer really does his due diligence and makes sure all of his people are 18 at least. So
that... Well, he does his due diligence in telling us they're all 18 and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fucking made sure.
Puts their IDs on camera and shit. Fuck. All right. Let's move on.
to what?
Well, okay. So it's like, there's two halves of this movie. You got the actual black mass of the Nazi sex wizard, okay, that are fucking doing the ritual, okay? And then we have the 1996 footage of our new Angela. Okay. And they're going at the same time, and they're cutting back and forth. And that's where things get stupid, because that 1996 footage with that new Angela, horrible.
Yeah, real bad.
I would just... Just show us the black mass. That was the only cool part.
Yeah. And then we could have halved the movie length, too, which would have also been ideal.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this quality of thing, because they only did, like, two things, and then they just repeat over and over and over.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that for over an hour, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You could make this a little, like, blurb, and it would have been, I think, more impactful.
So
after an hour, I'm so desensitized and over it that
yeah, like,
you can chop off and eat whatever you want. I can't even process it anymore.
Yeah, that's 100% true, man. And it's almost like that just going into the next movie, too. Like, once the fucking puke shit kind of... Once you get used to that, there's, like, nothing going on in these movies, man.
Yeah, there's no more shock and awe for sure, because we know what we're in for.
Mm-hmm.
We get, I'm assuming, Sister S doing the bathtub drown scene.
I'm pretty sure that was her. She's got the same cheekbones and eyes. I think she's smaller in the footage. She had gained some weight when she did the disclaimer, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fucking five goddamn years, dude.
Yeah, which, you know, is probably a note to her maybe having become healthier, I hope.
Yeah.
So
before the bathtub scene, I have the dildo blowjob.
Yeah, they really shoved that bitch in there.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, pull your fucking dick out, Liz, for Valentine.
I know.
Dude, I'm
making these girls do all this shit, but you won't even show your dick.
Oh, he's showing it, just not to us. I guarantee they've all seen it.
Yeah, and they probably laughed, and that's why he won't show us.
Do you think he's... Some guys are into that, too. They want to be dick-shamed. Do you know about these guys?
I've heard about it.
I think I've seen the category in the porns, but I've never watched them.
Yeah, there's guys out there that they kind of want you to... Well, not even kind of. Some of them straight up want you to, like, tell them how tiny their dick is and, like, sort of talk them.
Mm-hmm.
I
wonder if that's Lucy's shtick. I wonder if it has to be because he's so small.
I have noticed that, like, in all of the, like, fucking Gaku Tell You Puke type pornos that I've seen, they're all pretty small wieners.
Yeah, it screams compensation, right?
Yeah, big time.
I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be, but that is what it's giving.
It does. I mean, and it's like, come on, dude. Fucking pull your dick out, man.
Yeah.
How many fucking vulnerable naked women have we seen? And you won't pull your dick out?
Yeah.
You're the fucking dominant Lucifer Valentine.
fucking pull your dick out. Let's see that Lucifer dick.
Jealous the peen.
Bitch.
Yeah, and then we get to the, what seems to me like fucking fan videos. Can't prove it. It's low quality, like, webcam footage from 2010, it looks like.
Is this when they were all, like, talking over each other?
They do a little puking first, and then they get into the ransom note.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing it. Everybody in the movie's doing it.
Yeah, my note is, I hate this layer talking shit.
Yeah, they do a lot of that in this one.
And I didn't fucking confirm that it is the JonBenet Ramsey fucking ransom note, but I really think it is.
I mean, it would make sense if it was.
Which,
Lucy's not what I would call original, so.
Which I never thought about it before, but they named that kid John? It's just kind of fucking weird.
I think JonBenet was the whole first name.
I think so, too.
Okay, well, and then the dad's name is John Bennett Ramsey. So they took.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say. And was it actually Benet, or were they just pronouncing it like that? Cause
I think for the kid, they did a Joe Dirtie sort of situation.
My God.
Because the dad's name's Bennett. It's Bennett, yeah. Two T's. They did a Joe Dirtie.
Yeah.
Is it,
so they just put a little slash over the E and carried on.
And JonBenet. Yeah. Okay. If your parents...
How creepy. Have you seen... I mean, everyone knows about her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pageant children are scary as fuck. Are they? Aren't they? They give, like, Annabelle doll vibes.
Yeah, like those ones that are just always in the pageants and, yeah, just constantly with the makeup and shit.
And especially from her era where they had the huge, like, 80s hair going on a toddler with the lashes and shit. Uh-huh. I don't know. Creepy as shit.
Oh, yeah, that's weird, man. It's creepy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You think they, like, stuffed her and set her on a shelf somewhere?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I believe it 100%. You named your kid JonBenet. If your parents fucking do that,
you're in for it.
Anyway.
I'm gonna rabbit trail as hard as I can to get away from this shit show.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all. I read a whole book about fucking sex under the swastika, so. Oh, and I also learned that a mantis shrimp can punch through aquarium glass.
Oh.
They punch right through that motherfucker, dude.
What evolutionary purpose does that serve? Are they punching into holes to hide it?
They punch through shells.
Okay.
And fucking sip the little stuff out.
Okay.
Yeah, you put one in your aquarium, dude, fucking game over.
Done for. Well, I'll have to remember that. It was definitely on my list.
All right, where are we, Liz?
I don't know. Somewhere after the JonBenet Ramsey ransom note.
We get the this Satanism pact that we got in Regurgitated Sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
The,
give my soul to the devil.
Satan, take the wheel.
Yeah. And, you know, if he doesn't want me, then I want death by strangulation or drowning.
Hell yeah.
And then more cartoon stuff and...
I think we get the slave mask. She puts the slave mask on. Which, at this point, I was like, oh, shit, something different. Wow, this is cool.
Yeah, I just have a bunch of random bullshit of them, like, fucking up that body and then puking.
They keep revisiting the body. At some point, the eyeballs get removed, too.
Yeah, that was earlier, before the soul. Before I give my soul to the devil. They were popping out eyeballs.
Can anybody walk through this fucking bunny scene with me?
No, but I will hop.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I see bunnies everywhere I go, but they're always dead.
Do the voice.
I can't.
That voice was fucking crazy.
I see bunnies everywhere I go.
I see bunnies.
Have funerals for them and name them. And,
Funerals for them, name them.
It was a gay Elmer Fudd. sort of situation.
I see dead bunnies everywhere I go.
Oh my god. And then all the bullshit, slap me master, harder, that feels good.
I think at this point, maybe...
Puking on a tiara.
That's why I was about to say, then we do some... we start featuring the plastic tiaras pretty heavily, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's part of the black mass.
As is dictated by the ancient rites.
Yeah. Do we have? Are we flying the Nazi flag at this point?
No,
I think that's way later.
It is.
All right.
Puking on the tiara.
Loose Nazi references.
And then yeah, just more stupid shit. Then puking on the body, with the cartoon clips in between. Licking the body.
Did they cave the skull in yet?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think yet, but it's at this point it's just more intersected scenes of them doing shit to that body and then random plastic tiara girls cartoons.
And cartoons. And then we got the I'm Angela Aberdeen, welcome to the last night of my life.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I will say the full prosthetic bodies, while sometimes they didn't look very good,
they looked really bad.
I thought they looked pretty fucking good. Okay, especially, I don't know if they're doing like maybe like some hand puppet shit, because like they'll like pop the eyes out and then they'll fucking like kind of wiggle the head around or some shit.
Yeah,
and I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
Probably it's probably like. It's surely not like a full silicone body that would weigh like fucking 80 pounds.
I don't know, man. It almost seemed like it, but yeah, you're probably right.
I don't know.
I guess we never seen the legs.
Well, then there's that, but I bet the back is like got.
Oh, yeah.
There might be a bit of puppetry happening.
Yeah.
I thought it looked real goofy either way.
Well, you guys are fucking.
I'm so.
Fucking, yeah, well.
You guys are fucking. Sticklers about special effects. I cannot wait until we see some fucking shit that you're like, wow, that looks like a real human head.
Yeah, me too.
We've seen some okay ones so far. These were just not those. This was not on that list.
All right.
And then after all the weird clips, we get Hank Skinny eating the face and puking.
Yeah.
And then we see the Nazi flag and them carving it into their leg.
Oh, okay. I had that like way earlier in my brain, but...
Well, see, this is where we get the weird kind of fucking time skippy thing. Because we've seen Sister S drown in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we've seen her get her fucking eyeballs cut out. Uh-huh. And then she's just kind of hanging out by a Nazi flag.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Nazi stuff happens first.
Yeah, well, that's like a staple of this is like it's just random. Like there's no like linear order to any of the clips that are shown.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how does a black mass of the Nazi sex wizard happen?
Well, what in this film, it actually doesn't.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I guess we have to
spill out.
We have to assume it does because now everybody is Angela Aberdeen.
If you tell me something's called a black mass and I don't see like a group of like robed figures chanting in Latin, mm-hmm. then I'm not sold on any mass having occurred.
Okay, well that's just the public conception of black masses.
And do you suppose that it would be crack whores sacrificed?
Oh, I guess you would want a virgin, huh?
Or is that another public conception thing, too?
Okay, well, I think it's fucking blood for the blood god, skulls for the skull throne. As long as fucking blood flows,
yeah,
he doesn't care where it comes from, okay?
What about the straddled over a man's face and pissing while spreading my pussy lips?
I mean, that's just, you know, degradation. And I think, you know, that's perfect for Black Mass, especially the Nazi sex wizard.
My next note is when he tells the girl she needs to learn to control her gag reflex as she's puking. And then we have them pissing in the skull of the dead lady.
Damn, I fucking forgot about that.
And then Hank Skinny drinking it.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
Is this where we get the Hank Skinny special?
And then he pukes, yeah.
Puking, drinking.
Puking in the skull and pissing in the skull and drinking the puke.
The Hank Skinny classic.
Yeah.
That is definitely a staple.
Yeah, and he tells the head, you're so smart. And then he drinks piss and then pukes in the skull. And then we have the one pee in her pants.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking it.
Yeah, it's like, just a girl peeing her pants.
Pee her pants. Okay. Yeah. Moving on.
And then we have the I don't know what's left of me, but you can fuck it if you want again.
Now, you thought this was cool?
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I think
the line.
I think that line was a banger, and they finally brought it back. It took them 4 movies to do it.
But yeah. You're right. It felt a little bit hollow to me. I almost felt like it was a get her done moment.
Like a catchphrase.
Yeah, like a catchphrase. Maybe they caught up on it. Like, oh yeah, people like that. I must say it because I don't know, man. When she said it, I just wasn't feeling it.
Well, you know, I don't know if this was one of their attempts to, like, actually apply some sense to their theories that this is all just, like, iterations of the same thing, just, like, in different timelines or universes or whatever. There's not a lot of dialogue from the first one to call back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Either had that or I can talk slower than you.
Right, yeah, maybe it was like the weird-ass slow motion, but in the first movie, when she said it, like, I almost believed that, like, she really said it, whereas in this one, I think it was just a line fed to her, and she just said it.
Oh, well, it absolutely was, and also, like you said earlier, the OG Angela was the only, like, that woman was a captivating woman.
She really was, man.
And these other ones have not been that. So, because she had like an essence about her. Yeah.
She had she was the original lost girl, right?
Yeah.
Like true to life.
She had a magnetism. So.
Yeah. And I think fucking Lucy's just chasing that shit and he's never going to fucking find it again.
Nope.
Yeah. I think he's got the 3 things he's into. Yeah. And Angela's one of them.
Yeah, for real. Because even if it...
What's his mom's name, Angela?
That would be some shit, dude.
Or was that his sister?
No, that was Cinderella. Cinderella Valentine.
I hate him so much.
She made a feature in Regurgitated Sacrifice. She was the animated weird skull thing in the bathtub. A lot of bathtub drownings. You know, for being hell, I guess there's no fire.
I guess this could be like a 7. This could be a Dante's Inferno situation.
I've only played the video game, so.
Good game.
I love that game. All right, where were we?
I guess we were at the bathtub drowning then.
Yeah, so this has got to be the new Angela. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Now, did you guys notice the weird fucking bubble that popped up? It almost looked like her eyeball popping out.
Yeah, I don't know if this is... I mean, obviously it was just air escaping, but I don't know from where.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, I noticed the bubble. I didn't think it looked like her eye, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm also hesitant to say that any of that was by design. I think it was just... What happened when they plopped her in there? I don't know.
Yeah,
definitely. Who knows, man? I don't know. It was a pretty decent looking scene. I almost think there had to be like some weird editing to it because it just looked too clean.
They definitely, there's always been like, it was probably some lenses.
Okay.
Used.
Yeah.
The quality of camera goes like up and down throughout the thing. As well as like the lighting and stuff, obviously, because they obviously don't invest in actual lighting. It's quite obviously just hotel room shit that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've never seen a suicide by drowning look so good.
Yeah. I struggle with that as a premise. I know. Well, you know, I just.
Like, there are times where, like, we're fucking swimming in the lake or something, and I get in too deep water. I'm like, this is it. Fucking game over. Yeah. I could probably drown there.
That's what I mean.
Not in a fucking bathtub.
Now, if I was on heroin, maybe. Yeah. I think that's what this is all about.
I mean, you got to really fucking want it.
I think the majority of people that drown in bathtubs have to be just really fucked up on drugs.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You at least got to be face down.
Right. Yeah.
And then we have more of the dildo face fucking.
Gotta have that.
More. Yeah. Yeah.
We were begging for it.
Yeah.
That's our jam.
And I'm so pretty. Do whatever you want to me. And then we get weird little clips of beauty pageants.
You did so good on these notes. Because the way I gave up.
I know, man.
And then we have her saying, if you're reading this, I'm probably already gone. I'm going to go missing, but don't worry. I can keep secrets. I don't know what this is supposed to say. You're all my little something. My slaughtered vomit dolls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I tried to watch it the second time, and then I didn't make it back to this part again. I fell asleep.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know for sure what he says. He says, you're all something, my slaughtered vomit dolls, but you're my special one, my princess. And then it goes on to say, her death was a ritual, she was a sacrifice, and the black mass goes on forever. Merry Christmas, little one.
Does saying something's a black mass just make it a black mass?
Yeah.
It's got to.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Apparently, I had another note after that, and I was like, what the fuck is this note? Apparently, I had my voice notes on, and it was just me talking about how much I hated the movie. Can I give it zero stars?
Read it.
I hated it so much. Oh my God, it was so fucking terrible. Can I give it 0 stars? When we came back in here, we only had 10 minutes left, and I was like, oh, it's only 10 minutes, but that was the longest 10 minutes ever.
Yep. Always being our authentic selves.
Yeah.
So that's it, huh? Right?
That's it.
Yeah, let's rate this piece of shit.
My question stands. Can I give it 0 stars?
You absolutely can. You have to start with overall thoughts and fucking what the fuck moment, though, don't you?
So we're going to say 0 star is a possibility?
I don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. It's up to you, I guess.
We've given things 0.5, haven't we?
Yeah,
we have like 3.5s.
I mean, if 0 is not a lot, it can be 0.001.
Yeah, I guess at that point, we might as well allow 0, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Lisa, you want to give your overall thoughts and your what the fuck moment?
Overall thoughts. I don't really have any overall thoughts. I thought this was the worst one. I didn't like it at all. I didn't think there was anything good about this movie. I think they should have stopped at 3. You know, they shouldn't have even fucking made 3. But if you're going to make a trilogy, stop at the trilogy. Don't fucking throw a fourth one in there that doesn't even make sense.
Put it on X Hamster where it belongs.
My what the fuck moment is, I guess, Hank Skinny drinking piss out of that skull.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I think I'm going to go with 0 stars.
You hated it that much.
I hated it that much.
I'm going to probably be on Lisa's train with this.
Yeah, it's bad.
It was not an enjoying. I did not enjoy this. I knew I was in for it when I was. That was my precursor to this viewing experience. I had a text from Chris this morning that said, good luck.
Yeah.
Which isn't a great notifier.
No, It was a really bad movie.
Do you think if we would have watched this one first, do you think it would have been different? Or are we just so fucking over the vomit gore movies that this is... Do you think this suffers because of it?
Maybe. But I will say, if you even just like recall, there was stuff that happened in the first one that I think was more impactful than anything that happened in this one, maybe.
I can 100% agree with you on that. 100%. Yeah. The guitar, fucking saw the arm off, fucking play the guitar.
Yeah, almost saw, bitch, a banger.
Amazing. And I think, dude, Hank Skinny, I really think, has been phoning it in the last two movies, man. You see him in Slaughter Vomit Dolls?
You saw how good he was at it by the first film. That means he's probably got like 15 years in the game doing this shit.
Yeah, dude, probably. Hank Skinny in number one is a far cry from fucking Hank Skinny in this fucking fourth one.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I can't fucking puke anymore, dude.
Well, you can see it in his, he's not, he's in the decline.
Yeah, he's
physical
not.
Physical appearance-wise, too. Like, he never looked, like, hot, but.
He's wearing literal, like, long johns. He's not even dressing up anymore.
Yeah, he looks like somebody's grandpa in a bunker by this last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you could tell, man, that first one, he was just fucking doing it for fun.
He was in there. Yeah.
He came out.
That whether there was a camera or not.
He came out like a fucking wrestler, dude. He was like stone cold in that bitch. Just fucking puking.
Boom.
By three.
So, no, maybe. I do think we would have appreciated. I think this one would have been maybe less exhausting if we hadn't already watched the other three, but
maybe.
No, I think the first one is the best of the four, except for Squid Hat is the only thing I liked about the other one.
Oh, the second.
So, no.
See, I think the second one was the best.
It might have been, but I don't know for sure. Yeah. Two had more going on than number one.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I agree, this one was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
The sound design alone made it virtually unbearable for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's phoning it in on this one, dude. Even Lucifer.
Yeah, because even that gagging looked forced. Get it? overall thoughts, this was meant for Hamster, and he tried to, like, profiteer the fuck out of it, and I don't think, there's no way he, like, profited off this substantially.
I don't think so.
So I'd categorize that as another failure. What the fuck moment? I guess we'll go with boob soup. There was a portion of Hank Skinny spooning boob bits into his mouth, and the way he sort of gnawed at them. I guess we'll go with that.
Oh yeah.
What about you, Chris? What are your overall thoughts? And what the fuck?
What was your star rating?
Oh, I'm gonna agree. We're gonna give this one a 0.
All right.
On mute, maybe a 0.5, but 0.
All right.
Glowing reviews.
Yeah.
I think this one is a little misguided. Maybe if I went back and tried to really kind of piece this shit together, I could really see the Black Mass and whatever bullshit was going.
Are you
going
to do heroin before rewatching?
I think
it's necessary.
It might be. I think, dude, that 1996 shit with the newest rendition of Angela is horrible. I can't even explain how bad it is. She's just awkwardly dancing in a motel room, sucks on a dildo, gets fucking spanked, but I'm pretty sure that's like some airbrush shit.
It's also like, I think she had a couple of lines in there that you could also watch her read from a page.
Yeah.
Off screen. It's identical to her disclaimer. And I was like, this is fucking wild.
Well, I know it was airbrush shit because she was real pink around the fucking butthole area. So unless Lucifer is exclusively spanking her asshole, this
try anal with a micropenis, what you do is you just sort of repeatedly jab at or about the hole. There's no actual penetrative contact occurring.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I think he probably just beat that bitch's butt.
Maybe, but well, I just think it was like he had a belt in his hand, like he was spanking her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the red marks are going
right on the butthole
inward. So like, this has got to be some airbrushing or some kind of special effects, because he's not spanking her asshole. Unless he's just on a whole nother level, which why aren't you putting that on camera? Because that's at least interesting.
Oh my God.
Anyway, fuck.
I agree. I mean, if you're spanking the butthole, you should show us that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what I'm considering to be the black mass of the Nazi sex wizard, that's the interesting part of this movie. This 1996 Angela, it sucks. It's terrible. I hate it. Cut that out. And it's a decent movie. I thought the prosthetics were pretty good. I mean, they were hit and miss sometimes. Some of that booby cut was awesome. Some of it wasn't. Some of the eyeball gouging was great. Some of it wasn't. Some of the fucking weird little, I'm assuming it's like hand puppeteering, got me. Kind of reminded me of the Bouquet of Guts and Gore, tongue wiggle wiggle, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all in all, bad movie. I'm so glad to be fucking done with this.
Yep.
My what the fuck moment is, Lisa, you called the peeing in the skull and drinking it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that before or after he just caves in the whole fucking skull and scoops out all the...
I think that's after.
Okay.
I think so too.
I think that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with just fucking caving that whole fucking head in and scooping out what almost looks like shit.
Yeah. It was a strange, strange brain matter.
Yes, it was.
So that's what I'm going to go with. And I will give it, I want to be a little generous, I'll give it 1 star.
Okay.
Lisa. I just
can't do it.
How spicy is this movie?
Stop. How spicy is this movie? This movie is just a pile of garbage that you warm up in the oven and eat. Just a steaming pile of garbage. That's what this movie is.
Hell yeah. Okay. Okay.
I don't have anything that's just bad.
All right. How spicy do you think this movie is, Bo?
I'd say it's like a maybe like a firm turd situation, but from someone who's eaten a lot of corn.
Okay. Corny turds. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, how spicy is this movie?
It's Christmas morning.
Uh-huh.
You're a child.
Okay.
Super excited to open the presents. You open your presents and you know, you get like a choo-choo train. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You get some candy. All right, but you got your final present, your last present, your big present. The grand finale of presents.
Is it a dead dog?
You open that thing up, and as you're opening it, you look off to the side and you see your mom just chugging a bottle of paste picante sauce.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, what the fuck? Whatever. I'm going to open the big present. You open it up. Dead fucking dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dead fucking dog. And you don't even take it out of the box. You're just kind of peering in it like, what the fuck?
And there's a smell.
Your mom comes up, fucking slaps you in the face, shoves her whole hand down her throat, pukes up that entire bottle of paste picante sauce onto the dead dog, and then fucking leaves and you never see her again. That's this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, it's giving mommy issues. Vaguely sexual mommy issues.
Definitely. All right. Only thing left to do is put this bitch on our leaderboard.
All right.
Last. I think everyone's last, right?
Yeah, I was like, it's definitely last for me.
Yeah. I think you're right, guys.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, because slow torture puke chamber at least almost made me fucking puke, dude.
No, that's what I mean. It had more going on.
Yeah.
This one was not only like contrived, it was also like very repetitive.
Yeah, I felt like it was just the same shit over and over and over.
I'm glad it's not just me, but yeah, it really. You watched 10 minutes of that movie? You've seen the whole fucking thing?
Well, and I thought I was like, I'm happy that we're in of one accord on that, because I was like, surely I'm just like losing the plot somewhere here, because it's...
No.
It's just some bullshit, and then Tiara Girl, and then cartoon, and then rinse repeat. I was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I know, and just those fucking cartoons in between. Oh, it was so stupid.
I know, I kind of thought they were trying to, like, depict something happening in the story. Kind of like, because with the devil stuff in the fire, I was like, oh, that's hell. But then I was like, oh, yeah, Santa Claus coming to town.
I wouldn't accuse Lucy of being interested in storytelling pretty much at all.
I know.
That's or at least not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking rough. Well, do we have any final thoughts on the Vomit Gore trilogy?
Or good riddance.
Quad trilogy?
No, I do not have any final thoughts other than, I'm just like glad it's over.
Is he like among the OG clickbaiters? Because those were clickbaity titles. I feel clickbaited.
I know. Especially this one. This one really kind of fucking stuck with me, dude. I was so fucking mad about it, dude. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to see a Nazi sex wizard, okay?
Well, and the titles even felt like we were building up to, like, because they get intensely wilder, these titles. And I feel clickbaited.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, if you have to recommend anything from the Vomit Gore series, what would you recommend?
I'd recommend, if there's not one out there, I would recommend a compilation of Armless Guitar Bitch, the first iterations of
I Can Talk Slower Than You, I Can Talk the Slowest.
That's my half Japanese shirt.
Octopus Hat, and a couple of Hank Skinny things.
All right, so you're saying like make a highlight reel almost.
Yeah, if every single one of these movies was chopped in half, it would have been an okay thing.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, man. You make a highlight reel out of these, you'd get some fucking... It would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, it would at least be impactful. It wouldn't be everyone's cup of tea still, but it would be everyone's cup of piss and puke.
Lisa, you got anything?
No.
All right. I will say, if you got to watch one, watch Regurgitated Sacrifice.
If I had to pick one, that would be the one I picked.
It's definitely the most interesting. It's the most spectacular. There's a fucking octopus hat. It's wild. Fucking Slow Torture Puke Chamber literally almost made me throw up. But it's not a good movie.
No.
I'm really hoping that we can catch a movie that makes me actually puke. I'm kind of interested now.
Oh my god.
Because I'll do it, man. I'll puke on this camera right now. Somebody's got to make it happen, though. You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen a prolapsed asshole?
Yeah, dude. I seen one reach to the fucking floor.
Oh, yeah. That's brutal.
It was a video. I think it was Chinese. It's a place with the squatting toilets. It's not a toilet. It's just a hole in the floor. And this dude's butthole fucking came out like a tentacle, and it was almost touching the floor.
Was it bright red?
Oh yeah. Well, it was almost like a pink sock.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen some in person. Not stretched to the floor, but we'll call them pass around party bottoms. I bet if you encountered one of those in person in the wild, I bet it'd give you a run for your money.
Maybe. I guess we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of fucking wild movies out there that we haven't even come across yet. I mean, there's a whole new fucking world for us. Undiscovered world.
What are we starting with next week, Chris?
That's what I was about to ask.
All right, sorry. You know how I like to fucking ramble. Next week, I have got for us what I'm hoping to be kind of a palate cleanser from this slow torture puke chamber that we have found ourselves in.
Uh-huh.
Whether or not that's going to be the case, we'll see. Maybe everybody fucking gets puked on at the end of it. Bo, I'm gonna share a screen with you. Maybe we can watch this trailer together. Tokyo Gore Police.
Oh, that's right.
2008.
She's hot.
Let's check this trailer out. I'm loving it already. We're out of the fucking motel room.
There's a scene. Because this is just anime. This is anime.
Yeah, this looks like fucking anime, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, this has potential to be like in my top 10 of all time.
Yeah, I'm going to like this one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, I think it's going to be good.
That's it for the Vomit Gore series.
Yeah.
It's thank been God. A wild ride. Ups and downs. Maybe more downs than ups. But that's okay. That's what we're here for.
It was a low plateau for sure.
Yeah.
Join us next week when we tackle Tokyo Gore Police in 2008. And I am very excited.
Yeah.
That's it for now. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.